Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s.
Hello, For You, the podcast listeners. Welcome back to another episode. I am Sarah, your host, and I appreciate you tuning in, whether you are a first-time listener or a returning listener. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a business episode, and we are going to be talking about the pros and the cons of repurposing content across different platforms and how to differentiate that content so that it performs to the best of its ability across all platforms. Now, firstly, I think a lot of people don't realize that you do have to differentiate your content across all platforms. Let's talk about Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Am I missing anything? I don't know. Twitter, but really, I don't really use Twitter. I think they're like the main kind of ones. So you've got Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn even. There are so many social media platforms. And I think for a lot of businesses, social media managers, individuals, it can get freaking overwhelming, guys. I feel you. I have been in that position. I work across so many different brands and businesses, and it still is overwhelming to me how many different platforms you need to kind of manage and make sure you're doing something different on all of them to make sure they're performing the best and reaching their audiences. So I get it. It's overwhelming, but I'm here today to help you understand the pros and the cons of repurposing content across the platforms and how to differentiate that content across those platforms to ensure you are reaching new audiences across each platform and you are getting the most reach possible. So let's get into it. So across those different social media platforms, there are many differences. Let's talk about TikTok, for example, is more of a younger audience. It's quick, short form content. Well, there is a lot of long form content rolling out, but it's more raw, organic, relatable content that is speaking to a younger audience where you are able to reach many different people. And the format for that style of content is 9x16. Instagram is, I would say, more younger to older. It's quite a large age range. It is a platform where content is polished. It is professional. I think the raw element is starting to come in a little bit more, but for most people and brands, it is more of a highlight reel per se rather than TikTok. And again, format is all now in 9x16 for video because they've rolled out all video content to be in real format, which is amazing, I think. There's more real estate space on the page. So I think that's really good. And then let's talk about YouTube. So you've got your YouTube videos and your YouTube shorts. So YouTube shorts, again, is 9x16 format. It's very similar to TikTok. It's actually in competition with TikTok at the moment. So it's a really good time to hop on the platform to kind of grow. And then you've got your YouTube videos, which is the horizontal, I don't remember the ratio size, horizontal content, and it's long form content, vlog style content, educational content, that kind of thing. Facebook, again, it's a tricky one. It's definitely an older demographic compared to the other platforms. So a Facebook feed, again, you're either posting video in 16x9 or 9x16 now that they're rolling out reels on Facebook as well. But usually I would recommend 16x9. So it is that horizontal aspect ratio for Facebook. And again, it's quite similar content to Instagram, but remember you are speaking to an older audience and it's mainly where people run their Facebook, their social media ads. So you are talking to first time audiences, right? And then you've got LinkedIn. Again, most people use LinkedIn on their phone. So you can either post in 16x9 or 9x16. It doesn't really matter. I would recommend, again, 16x9 as it's just that more horizontal look. It looks more professional. and it gets pushed more by LinkedIn. So, and that's talking to a business network audience. I think I've covered all platforms: Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Oh, Pinterest. Pinterest is mainly photo content. So you've got your 4x5 photos, and then you have your 9x16 videos if you're wanting to upload. And also if you're doing more of an idea pin, not a pin, you can also upload in 9x16. So keep that in mind. That's just like a little rundown of the different kinds of content across different platforms. And Pinterest is a planning for the future motivation, inspiration platform. So keep that in mind as well. Now, pros and cons of repurposing content across these platforms. Now, when repurposing this content, there are a few pros. Pros being that, one, you are cutting down time on creating different pieces of content, so you're saving time. Two, you're pushing out the same content across everything, so people will recognize it. I don't know if there's a third pro. I wouldn't really say so. I don't think there's many pros to this, if I'm being honest with you. I haven't rewritten these down, so I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. Cons would be that each platform has a different purpose and you're not serving that purpose to the best of your brand's ability by repurposing content. Two, you're missing the mark by talking to specific target demographics and audiences on these platforms. And three, you're messing up the algorithm and you won't be pushed to the top of the algorithm by these platforms if you're not making content that is especially for that platform. So they're my pros and cons, I would say, off the top of my head. And now we're going to get into how you can kind of differentiate content across each platform and why it's important to do so. Okie dokie. So I think a lot of people in business get confused and go wrong by just cross-posting what they do onto different platforms. So say, for example, someone creates an epic reel for Instagram. Then business owners or marketing managers or social media managers or whatever will then think that that content, because it did really amazingly onto Instagram and it looks beautiful and whatever, that it's going to perform really well on TikTok. Now, I think this is where a lot of people go wrong, is that TikTok and Instagram are two different platforms and you need to be able to differentiate the content between each platform. Just because something did well on Instagram doesn't mean that it is going to do well on TikTok, because at the end of the day, they are ultimately two different platforms with two different purposes and two different algorithms. And that's something you need to remember. So look at Instagram as more of a polished aesthetic, sick content, sick transitions kind of platform for your reels. And then look at TikTok as more of the raw, and I always say this and I will always say this, raw, relatable, organic, behind the scenes kind of content. So for example, if you have something on Instagram that you've shot for a campaign, and that could be a shoe campaign, for instance, for New Balance. Let's use New Balance as an example because I freaking love New Balance and I wear them every day. So say you're shooting a campaign for New Balance and you use like a really cool, upbeat, trending audio sound on Instagram, and you do like the cool transitions, like you change the music to the beat and it's like super aesthetic and trendy and beautiful and polished and professional. And that does amazingly onto Instagram. Great. Keep it on Instagram. Don't move it over to TikTok. What you could do is, while you're shooting that campaign, have someone on the campaign with you on shot on site to be able to get the behind the scenes content. So this is where I come in. This is what I love doing. So say you've got your professional videographer, photographer there shooting the content in a very beautiful, professional, polished way, and then you have someone like me, for instance, shooting your more behind the scenes raw snippets content. You could then create a TikTok video for your company of For example, it could be someone saying, come along on our photo shoot for this new balance campaign behind the scenes. And then it can show snippets of behind the scenes, or it can show snippets of, or like bloopers of the shoot. Like there's so many relatable, raw, organic things you can do with that shoot content. You could even be face to camera and say, does anyone else get so excited when you are shooting a campaign for one of your favorite brands? Let me take you along. And it's kind of like a day in the life of taking them along on that campaign. So I think it's really important to know that Instagram is more of like a polished, professional, aesthetic, trendy platform. Whereas TikTok allows you to be able to show that relatable, raw, organic side of what you've worked on or your brand or your personality, which I absolutely love. And I think that you should be utilizing both to the best of their ability. Even if that means within your TikTok video, you say, head over to our Instagram account in our bio to view the whole campaign, because the people are going to be driven over there. So it's all about utilizing your content across these different platforms in order to cross promote each platform to go hand in hand and align together. But again, there is that fine line between doing content that is specifically created for Instagram and specifically created for TikTok. Keep that in mind. Same goes for Facebook. So Facebook, I would say you could reuse the content that you create for Instagram for Facebook. However, I would change the aspect ratio size to 16:9 and not 9:16 so that it is in that horizontal block on Facebook. And then same for YouTube Shorts. I would test both. I am loving kind of experimenting with YouTube Shorts and how that is doing for different brands. So you can utilize the more raw, real, organic stuff that we posted onto TikTok. Utilize that on YouTube Shorts, and then also utilize your more polished campaign from Instagram onto YouTube Shorts as well. A really good way to download, and this is another big mistake I see happen with brands, is that they will post a reel and repost it to TikTok, which is a big no-no already, but repost it to TikTok with the Instagram reel watermark. It does my head in, vice versa to TikTok. If you're posting on Instagram from TikTok and you're repurposing that content, it's always good to experiment things every now and then. And I don't discourage it all the time. I think you can definitely repurpose content as long as you do have separate content strategies for an overall kind of campaign strategy. However, if you are posting from TikTok to Instagram, please get rid of that watermark, that TikTok watermark. I will tell you how to do that right now if you don't know already. So firstly, to get rid of a watermark on Instagram, use the website. Let me just get up so I know exactly. igram.io. Put the link. So go share, copy link, put it into igram.io. And download the video that will save your Instagram reel without a watermark so that you can repurpose it onto different platforms. And then vice versa for TikTok onto other platforms, go on to, let me just get the actual URL so that I'm telling you the correct thing, snaptick.app/en. So snaptick.app/en. Use that, put your link in there, share the TikTok video, copy link, put it in there, download the video, and then you can repurpose it with no watermarks. And voila, perfect, it's done. So I don't think a lot of people realize that. And I cringe so much when I see brands just like resharing things with watermarks. Please get rid of your watermarks. People get so annoyed by that. If they want to be on TikTok, they'll be on TikTok. They don't want to be seeing TikTok redone onto Instagram. So highly recommend to get rid of your freaking watermarks, guys. Another thing that you can do to kind of differentiate, say your New Balance campaign went really well on Instagram and TikTok, and you want to share that on LinkedIn. Now, again, this is where I see a lot of brands getting mixed up with what LinkedIn's purpose actually is. LinkedIn is not a selling platform. It is not to market your product or service, unless you are like a social media manager or like an accountant and have a service to offer. It's not to promote your products. It is to show the behind the scenes business aspect of a campaign. So for example, you could go one of two ways with this. If you wanted to reshare it onto LinkedIn, I would recommend getting your founder or your marketing manager or your campaign manager, whatever it was for that New Balance campaign, get them in front of the camera, record it. I'm going to move my camera so I'm like showing you guys what to do at the same time. Move your camera horizontal like this. Get them in front of the camera and get them to talk about or introduce the campaign. So for example, it could look like the marketing manager sitting at a couch and be like, guys, we just launched our brand new Balance campaign. I'm so excited to show you this. I'm going to take you behind the scenes. And then it could transition to like a behind the scenes snippet of the campaign. Then you could also do like another kind of aspect of this. You could show statistics from how well your campaign actually did onto Instagram and TikTok. So you could either take screen grabs of analytics from these campaigns, or you can talk about, you could get in front of the camera and you could be like, guys, and this could be in front of like a wall, in front of the campaign, in front of your office, whatever, and say, guys, I'm so excited. Our New Balance campaign did this many site visits in this many hours. It did this much reach on Instagram, this much views on TikTok. So excited to finally launch this campaign. It has been a long time in the coming. I'm going to leave the links for our social channels if you want to check it out. Would really love to. And then you could even get into more of like what challenges you faced as a business or milestones as a business and kind of that thing. I think a company that does this really, really, really well, and again, I will leave it linked in the show notes below so that you are able to have a reference point, LSKD. LSKD, if you're listening, if anyone from LSKD is listening to this, you guys friggin' killing the game. I'm sorry, but like before I even moved to the Gold Coast, I had no idea who LSKD was. And then all of a sudden, bam, they were everywhere. Everyone's an LSKD athlete. Everyone's wearing LSKD. They're everyone's reference point for marketing. They actually have killed the game in all aspects, and I highly recommend to check out their stuff. Even if you're not buying their clothing or buying their activewear, whatever, go and check out, if you are a marketing fanatic, the way that they differentiate their content onto different platforms. I think they do an incredible job on LinkedIn. They are killing it on TikTok. They're killing it. Instagram, killing it. YouTube, killing it. Don't know about Facebook because I don't follow them on Facebook. But they are an amazing reference point and a source of inspiration for so many brands. And I highly recommend to check them out. The guy who owns LSK, I think his name is Jason from memory. He is so active on LinkedIn as a company, and he is so good at talking to camera and getting his audience engaged. And again, LinkedIn is not to sell a product or service, but in turn, if you are seeing that pop up all the time, you're going to be like, who's LSKD? Who's LSKD? Go check out their Instagram, go check out their TikTok, and then you're going to be a consumer and consume that. So I think the way that they've differentiated all their content is amazing, and I highly recommend to check it out. It's so good. I'm always in awe of like what they do. So if you're listening to this, anyone from LSKD, freaking props to you, because you have killed the game and so many people look up to you for inspo. So that's kind of how I would differentiate content. Make sure when you are launching a campaign or, sorry, I really just did it. Oh my gosh. That's the first time you guys have heard me sneeze on the podcast. A lot of people ask if my sneeze is real. That was very much real. I apologize in advance. But that's my sneeze. Lol. What was I saying? Oh my gosh, now I've lost my train of thought because I just sneezed. Great. Oh, yes. So I was saying, if this is my brain half the time, it goes from like boom, 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 boom. Anyway, if you are doing your campaign strategy or your overall social media marketing strategy, please ensure that you are jotting down these different platforms that you want to hit or platforms that you as a brand or a company are active on, and make sure you have a different strategy for each platform, guys. It's not good enough anymore. And this might be harsh, me saying this, I'm so sorry. It's not good enough anymore to do one thing across all platforms. They are there for different purposes. They have different audiences and they serve on the algorithm in different ways. So utilize it. Social media as a whole is so saturated. E-com as a whole is so saturated. You need to stop blending in and start standing out on socials. And one way you can do that is by differentiating your content and hitting different target markets within those platforms to get the most exposure and most site traffic as possible. So please, over your whole overall marketing strategy or your campaign strategies, come up with content ideas and strategies that are going to serve their purpose on these different platforms rather than just repurposing content across platforms. So I'm going to do a quick little recap because I feel like I've just rambled on. Pros and cons of repurposing I went through. So pros, it saves you time and people are seeing the same thing. Cons, it's not being served its purpose on the platform. You're not going to be pushed to the top of the algorithm because you're not making content that is designed for that platform. And then also make sure you are filming content, behind the scenes content, so that you can repurpose that kind of content on TikTok and YouTube Shorts, of showing the more relatable behind the scenes side of a campaign. And please, please remove your watermarks off your videos. Again, IGram or igram.io and Snaptic. Please utilize these platforms because they are a lifesaver. They will make sure your content does so much better on these platforms. So please do not post with a watermark on your platform. And also make sure you are utilizing the aspect ratios for each platform's video content. So make sure you are across what those aspect ratios are. You can literally just Google aspect ratio for Facebook, aspect ratio for Instagram, whatnot. But the general rule of thumb is that Instagram and YouTube Shorts and TikTok are 9x16, YouTube and Facebook, LinkedIn, 16x9. And then for still images for Pinterest and Instagram, please do not post in 1x1. Instagram no longer posts, Instagram no longer pushes 1x1 content, please post in 4x5. Now, if you guys have any questions on this topic at all, please let me know because I am super passionate about being able to differentiate your marketing strategies and social media strategies across each platform and utilizing them to the best of their ability. So please don't hesitate to reach out if you need to chat about what we can do to differentiate your content across each platform. You can head to For You Socials Studio on Instagram. That is my freelancing company. So I freelance out of that page. I do social media strategies, content strategies, marketing strategies for brands and companies. So please reach out on there if you want one-on-one training, one-on-one consulting, or just full service management. I offer all of those, or content creation even. I love doing a little bit of content. But yes, I will leave all the links below of what I said I was going to in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you guys have any recommendations on what you want to hear on the podcast, please DM me on Instagram at foryou.thepodcast to let me know. But yes, like this episode, give me a rating, subscribe if you haven't already, turn those notification bells on because, guys, this is still only the beginning of For You, the podcast, and there is so much more to come. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day, morning, night, sleep, whatever you're doing. And I love you so much. Goodbye.